And that sound means it is time for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z-Team with Century 21 Lemak Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
It's always a beautiful day in the Ozarks.
Yes, sir, it is. We are in God's country.
We are, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about This Week in Real Estate. And, of course, you have a special guest with us in the studio.
As we're trying to do with this show is inform people of what's going on in the local community and bring different guests in that can help us with that. And today I got Brandon Barnes from Arvis Bank. He's a commercial lender extraordinaire. And give people an idea. People come here and they have a dream that they always wanted to. I always wanted to do this or I always wanted to do that. Commercial loans are what makes that possible. Brandon, what actually qualifies as a commercial loan?
Well, so thanks for having me on, Bob. So what qualifies as a commercial loan can be, I think, just simplest way to put it, anything that would essentially not be primary residence or even secondary residence. So even if it's a single family home that someone plans on renting out, Airbnb in, anything to that nature would be considered commercial. And then, of course, any commercial building, whether that be a medical building, anything business purpose would then consider to be commercial.
So rentals, things like that, somebody wants to buy a little rent house looking for their future investment, that would fall in the commercial.
Exactly. Right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That would fall right in the commercial category and be right up my alley.
And so somebody who's thinking about that, you know, like I say, we get these, I always wanted to's. What are they going to have to do to be able to get pre-qualified before they come see me to say I want to buy something? What are they going to have to do to show you that they can do it?
You know, Bob, I mean, it'd essentially just be like pre-qualifying for a house. They could come in, see me. We're going to get their personal financial statement, get some tax returns, kind of go through cash flow analysis. We're also going to see like what if they have a property in mind, what it's doing, say such as a rent house that they're wanting to buy. You know, are there going to be any repairs needed? Are they going to have to put any other money into it to get it needed to be able to rent? Kind of find out what they're going to rent it for. We'll go through, you know, what are taxes? What's insurance going to be to just see the cash flow analysis? Again, then we're going to kind of go back to their personal financial statement of, you know, do they have some money to put down? Do they have equity and other assets to where, you know, hey, if this renter goes and trashes the place, do they have some money to fix it up? Mm-hmm. Or if they, you know, which I know the rental market's really strong right now, but we do look at, you know, hey, if they have to go 3 or 4 months without this thing being rented, can they step up and support the payment?
Sure, because you want people to succeed.
Exactly. Last thing we want is to have to take over someone's property. Yeah, we'd love for people to succeed and do well on their investment.
That's the whole idea, because banks, I know banks don't like to be landlords.
Yeah, we're not in the real estate business.
No, we don't want to do that at all. So they're going to come in, they're going to give you, and now do they have to bring like a business plan with them? Do they need to hit kind of some idea,
you know, that
of what it is they're going
to
do?
Surely. Yes, of course. It is ideal to at least have a business plan. Not to say that they've got to go to the SBA at the college or anything like that and have a full drawn out business plan. But if they can have something.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all. But you know, the more detailed, of course, the better.
And it's better for them as well.
Exactly. Cause it, you know, going and doing that might bring up something that they may have not have thought about.
Sure.
Of gosh, you know, I didn't think about, you know, I haven't calculated in reserves, or, you know, I haven't thought about, well, gosh, what if the HVAC on this home goes out? Or if in talking about business, you know, they may have not have thought about, well, gosh, I'm gonna have to have so much up front just for insurance and other just general capital startup cost. And so it could be a good eye opener.
Sure. Especially with the restaurants and things like that, where you're dealing with taxes and making sure that you've got enough reserve to pay those taxes, whether it's sales taxes or the taxes, IRS taxes, state taxes for the employees, medical, things like that. They have some sort of reserve so that your restaurant isn't just squeaking by.
Exactly.
You know, because it's always tough when you get started. It's hard to start a new business. It's especially tough here because you don't have as many employees as they would like to have. I mean, place opens up and you see, we go in and I go, where did you used to work? You know, when you walk into the restaurant. Oh, I used to work over at the, oh yeah, that's right. Because there's a limited amount of
nothing but a revolving door.
It seems like it. It does. So when people are going to take a commercial loan, what kind of rates are you looking at?
You know, so we've got a few different options. I would say just general commercial rates are going to run between 8-8.5%, kind of give you a general ballpark. We do have some options, some swap products, and also some hedged funds, like going to the Federal Home Loan Bank. Some of those rates can get in the mid to upper sevens.
That's good.
Now, they do offer, with those can come prepayment penalties. Or refinance penalties, but we have a variable amount of products.
Are there VA type loans for small businesses?
So, directly with SBA, I'm not familiar of any VA. Not to say that there's not any, but we don't have any direct VA commercial lending products.
Okay, that's fine. And then, so they need to get pre-qualified. They need to be able to show you what it is they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
Exactly.
And I think that's important. And you've helped us with several deals, several commercial properties.
We've
got clients that have worked together and worked very well. And that's a big part of this,
building that
relationship with the realtors.
Exactly. Whenever you've got a relationship built with the realtors, it just helps out so much of knowing, I've got an offer from, Brandon at Arvest. Like, I know he's looked at this deal. I know
the client.
Exactly. I know it's a good offer. That's just a kind of an additional thing that they can bring to the offering table.
Sure. That's great. Hey, well, thanks.
A lot of moving parts in all this. I'm just sitting over here taking it in and learning as much as I can. That's why you're the expert, Bob.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah. Let's talk about this week in real estate. Let's run down the numbers.
This week in real estate, there were 37 new listings came on the market. One commercial property, 11 parcels of land, 25 homes came on the market. They range in price from $49,000 to $765,000. There were 28 sales. One commercial property, 5 parcels of land, but 22 homes sold. They range in price from $49,000 to $875,000. Average sale price this week was $235,000 with 60 days on market, which is really small. It shows that how rapid the market is still moving. 10 properties expired, 34 had price changes. That's a pretty big number. And there's 45 pending waiting to close. Currently, we have 280 homes listed on the MLS. So that number is better for the market. The more houses there are, as contrary as it seems, the more likely people are to come here to see what's available in our market. Year-to-date comparison for 2023, there's been 858 homes have sold. The average sale price this year is $228,000 with 86 days on market. Last year, there had been 985 homes that sold for $218 million with an average sale price of $221,000 with 80 days on market. Last year and 2021 were obviously both extraordinary. 21 was an extraordinary year. People coming here from other places and wanting to open businesses, wanting to participate in the community, getting that fresh start coming from where they were. And that's one of the things that we do is we're able to help direct people to the things that they need, the services that they need, whether banks, insurance companies, whatever they may, appraisers, gardeners, whatever they need, we can do. So that's the advantage of our team and the way we look at things. You know, we're all in this together. We're all here helping each other and looking out for each other. And that's a big deal. It's been a success. We've been in business for 18 years and now we've been doing the show for 15. We've been happy with it. It's worked really well.
Yeah. And I enjoy being a part of this show. Even Brandon coming in to talk about some of the financial side of things. There are a lot of moving parts. And that's why the Z Team can work so well for you because you have those relationships in place.
That's right. And the best thing to do, if you're interested at all, give my honey a call. She's at 870-405-0793. And the website's retiredarkansas.net. Brandon, thank you very much for coming in and helping to pass on some useful knowledge for people and so that they maybe be able to help them fulfill their dreams.
Thanks again, Bob, for having me.
Brandon, how can folks get in touch with you?
Best way, I'm at the Arvest branch right in front of Walmart. It's 2619 Highway 62 East. Best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone, 870-405-0516.
Great. Thanks, guys.